Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gosh, it's 4:40.
No, okay. I'm on time, so I am late.
Late?
That's not late. Bob Melvin.
Not early, you're late.
It's not 41.
Are you going to ask about me? I know that, yes. But I kind of have to for my producer. Hate to do it.
Your producer?
Yeah.
I don't talk directly to your producer. Stop freaking asking me.
Joey, ready?
All right. Hey, Bob, man, you're not in the lineup today. Everything okay?
Yeah. I mean, DH day, we had one of those in this series regardless. Today is that day. Trying to keep him, you know, healthy, and I think we make progress every day. But, you know, that was a pretty significant injury that he's playing through. So, you know, I think any time off you can give him from the field is probably going to benefit him.
If you don't mind, let's go over an injury update on some guys. First, Nick Martinez, is he okay after the ankle issue last night?
Yeah, I think he's feeling pretty good. So probably wouldn't be available today anyway, but I believe we're not going to have an issue with him. He should be available either tomorrow once we get back to San Diego.
Is Jerkson still on track as far as you know?
Yeah, he feels good. He's doing baseball activity at home right now. It's just going to be about passing the concussion protocol stuff that they have to go through. So I think he feels great right now. He's itching to get back in there, and hopefully that's the case on Friday.
Will Myers is on his rehab assignment. What can you give us an update on Will?
I think he had four or five at-bats yesterday. Felt good. Do another DH game, I think it is today. And we'll see when we get him in the field, but no problems yesterday. Had a slide at second base, and all good.
Any update on Fernando?
No, I guess apparently these doctors talked for a while together, confer and so forth, so I don't have anything for you. Whether I have it later today or tomorrow, I'm not 100% sure, but I wish I did have something for you so we could stop talking about it.
Chad Cool going, you guys had some pretty good success against him last time. What was the secret to getting it to him last time?
Like anybody, you know, getting a good ball to hit. So you try to get him on the run early in the game. You know, we had some opportunities yesterday that we did not cash in on. Situationally, we haven't been as good here recently as we probably have been over the course of the better part of the season. So that's been a focus here recently with some of the hitters' meetings and such.
Do you have a rotation for the weekend or no?
Yeah, it's going to be you, right? And then we're going to go Manaya Clev. So Gore's going to go into the bullpen through the break.
Okay. What kind of role might you fill?
I don't know. Well, we'll just see. We'll see. I mean, he probably gets in the game at some point in time. He's done it before. You know, similar maybe to Martinez. We let him know exactly when he's coming in. Can prepare accordingly out in the bullpen, you know, if that spot comes up. But, you know, a little break from here to the All-Star break.
Off the top of my head, I think he's done that once this year. And he did pretty well in that role.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty open to, you could use him in that role later in season two.
I think everything's open for him. You know, I think it's maybe even a little surprising that maybe he hasn't done it a time or two more. You know, it's... we're very cognizant of what his year looked like last year, and you know whether we see it a little bit tick down in the velo or whatever. I think a little change of scenery at times good, and kind of limits the usage, especially here in a first half that he's had quite the workload.
That was strictly because of his performance, right? That he has been starting.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Luke Voit, when he struggles kind of mightily for a few games. What's happening with him right now?
You know what? I think like all of us right now, probably trying to do a little too much. You know, and that the night before he gets a sac fly last night, strikes out. He takes these things pretty hard. You know, a veteran guy wants to come through in the middle of the order. everybody goes through ebbs and flows. We, you know, as a team are right now too. So, you know, just a little bit of a down period here. What is it, the last four or five games for you?
What are the options as you come out of the break? Might you go to a five-man rotation at that point?
No, I think coming out of the break, we probably look to do what we've been doing here, potentially. You know, we also have Martinez if we felt like we needed to give him a start, you know, and or Gore. But right now the focus is on just giving McKenzie the break through the All-Star break and maybe, you know, target him a start right after.
Right after, as in, like, pretty quickly after?
Somewhere within 6 days or so, right?
He's not your Friday starter.
No, probably won't start the first game.
Bob, can we fast forward, if you don't mind, since we won't get a chance to talk to you tomorrow? Blake Snell, he's been excellent in his last two outings, only two runs, 23 strikeouts. Right. What's been the difference for him?
Just, you know, I mean, throwing the ball over the plate for Blake. You know, getting ahead early in the count. When he does, his breaking ball plays more. You know, he gets more chase out of it. Starts with a really good fastball that at times he can tell hitters is coming and they're going to have a difficult time with it. So getting ahead and working from there.
Thanks, Bob.
Right,
sure. Thank you,
Jim. From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.